I've had the honor of going in the studio as producer with you on a session on more than one occasion, and I remember in particular the very first time that I actually had met you through Johnny Drake, of course, and Pete Drake, but I had never worked with you in the studio, and I remember that when we went in, that you came to the session, the very first thing you said to me, you wanted to know what the artist wanted from it. You wanted to know what the artist conceptually, what we were going for from the artist, from the song, from the we were going to be recording. You really were really, it wasn't a matter of just coming in and I'm going to keep time. You wanted to bring something of yourself to the session.
Yeah, and I always ask for a copy of the lyrics. You know, because the lyrics tell me what attitude to play this song with. And to me, everybody in the band is like an actor on a stage, and the lead vocal does nothing but tell the story. And we support that story, and we paint a picture in the background that matches that story. So if it's a sad story, if I go at it with a happy attitude, it isn't going to match. So I really have to access those emotions of the lyrics at the moment to tell me how to hit the drums, you know. It's, whether it's a sad song or sensuous song or violent song, you know, how am I going to play those drums? One of the key points, you know, being able to play with dynamics, which is something that is missing in our music today. It's all compressed on the top end and from the bottom, and you have a big wide band of sound, you know, and dynamics have seemed to gone by the wayside someplace.
You've played so many different kinds of music. I mean, you've worked with Newgrass Revival, and you've worked with Joan Baez, and you've worked with, I mean, I could go on, but we could talk for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, just trying to to remember all those great sessions. But there's so many different genres, you know.
I mean,
is there one genre that you just, that it, this is your music that you just love to play? Is there any one
style? I grew up with jazz. I mean, that was my first love when I was a kid. I heard Dixieland music. And when I was 5 years old, that's when I decided I wanted to play drums. And it was because of Dixieland music, and plus classical music, you know. I loved classical music also, and I'd never listened to country music before I got here. If I ever heard it coming on the radio, I'd just turn it off, because that wasn't where I was coming from. But when I started recording with Don Williams and those people, I actually heard the lyrics for the first time. I mean, what the story was about. I always used to treat the vocalist as just another horn that could change sibilances and vowel sounds and things, but it was just another horn. I didn't pay any attention to what the songs were saying.
Right.
So that's what was a big turning point in my career, was when I was on a demo session one day, and producer Bob Montgomery, I'm back there wailing away on the cymbals and everything, and he stops the band. He says, "What are you doing back there?" He says, "I don't need all of that stuff." He says, "You can pack up your cymbals. All I need is a kick drum and a backbeat. That's all I want." And from that moment, I started really hearing each note and how that note led to another note. And they were all connected. They weren't separate anymore. And each note and each direction of the notes had a different texture and gravity and things. Like, If I sing like booty doo doo da, it's with one out breath. They're not like da 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 da. It's how you lead to and from each note that gives it its character, and that's what makes music come alive. You know, that's part of the dynamics also.